Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gosh, man, at some point, I know it's 2024. At some point, shut the hell up.
Olin Krutz.
If the guy didn't want to fight me at some point during the game, I am not playing hard enough.
14-year NFL veteran.
The leader of the whole deal, Olin Krutz. He's the heartbeat, he's the soul, and he's the guy that's going to lead the way for the Bears' offensive line.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
I know if Olin's speaking, it's going to be the truth. It's going to be what he sees, and it's probably going to be right.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
You know who got the field goal block today? Shane Waldron. Guarantee you, Shane Waldron.
You think is the ghost?
Yeah, Shane Waldron. Shane Waldron, yes.
Rich said to our team last night, I will not understand if we come out of this game without a block.
I will say this. I can't swear on the radio, man.
Take it up to the line.
Yeah, and I cannot.
No?
I will say this, though. We knew we were going to block a kick. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he just said. Mm-hmm. Those are fighting words.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Well, and how
that
much
means you're not doing your job. He knows exactly what he's saying.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Olin Krutz is the goods. We love talking football with him. This segment with Olin is brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. Olin is joining me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Mark Grody, right here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Olin, great stuff on postgame. Was driving back and listening to you and Pat and Lawrence. And I wonder, you know, Richard Hightower yesterday took a lot of arrows and was up there being accountable. But it's interesting. I heard Brad Biggs saying this morning that he wasn't particularly impressed with Richard Hightower when a lot of us were. But I wondered what you thought of some of his explanations yesterday, because they were clearly outcoached schematically and in terms of obviously the blocking on that fateful play.
Yeah, it's there's nothing he can say that can make you feel any better about what happened there against Green Bay, especially the weeks leading up to it, right? The Washington Commander week, that game, this coaching staff right now, you got to admit, it's probably reeling a little bit, right? What do we say at the podium? How do we not sound like we're blaming each other? How do we take accountability? If I say this, does that look like I'm pointing a finger at Coach Eberflus? Whose fault is this? It's everybody's fault, right? I don't think anybody in that building is really impressive right now, to be honest with you, with the run that they're on right now. And I know that everybody's tripping over themselves to compliment the way the offense looks, scoring 19 points last week. But a lot of them are right now, they can't say anything right anymore, right? And they've said a lot in that building. They've talked a lot in that building about what happened on that play, what happened in Washington, what happened to the week leading up, what happened before. We got to go to our, you know, we wish we had a first 15. Shane Waldron doesn't hold us accountable. You know, the Hail Mary, the option at the goal line, the fullback dive to Kramer, the loss last week. I mean, no one in that building right now, guys, did they give you an answer? You can shoot arrows at anything they say right now.
And by the way, just to add a little gasoline to the fire for you, Olin, because, you know, I like to do that. This is from Patrick Finley from 3 minutes ago on Twitter. As expected, the league told the Bears that the Packers did not commit a penalty when they blocked the field goal on Sunday.
Wow.
So we're all out of excuses now, Olin.
Right.
There's nothing left.
No, and it's just it was bad execution, right? It was bad execution all around. We've talked about that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. About what hash you should be on. Should they run another play? And then we get it blocked. They don't block it. They don't execute the field goal, right? Like I'm saying, a lot of people can take a responsibility for that play failing. And that's why it's hard to get a straight answer out of anybody at Halas Hall. Right now, what they need to do is show up at Soldier Field against Minnesota, put on a good performance, have a good game management by the coaches, and win that football game.
Let's get there then, Olin, because you mentioned, I've been wanting to follow up since you just said it, but saying that everybody's been tripping all over themselves trying to compliment what the offense did. And you're right, because it got back to a point where it didn't look horrible. It got back to the mean, I suppose, and maybe a little bit over it. But how do you go about stopping what's going to be coming at the Bears offense this Sunday against the zero blitzing Brian Flores sack happy Vikings?
Yeah, they do a really nice job confusing you up front, right? And confusing your protection plan and your scheme plan and who's playing linebacker. A lot of times you'll have safeties up there, linebackers. You have linebackers who are like D linemen. You have to identify who you're blocking up front, get everybody on the right guys and execute your play. And that's not going to be easy against these guys. It's not easy for anybody, right? I'm sure they'll go back, right? They'll go back and look at the Rams, right? We all know that's where the Bears OC is from. He's from the McVay tree. They look at what the Rams did to score 30 points against these Minnesota Vikings. But a lot of it, guys, obviously hit the ball out fast, quick screens like you saw last week from the Bears. But also a lot of it is Stafford at quarterback arranging things, telling guys who to block. You can hear him on the TV copy, calling calls out, telling him who he wants in the block, and banging the balls out of his hands. And he did a nice job that game. So the Chicago Bears up front, right? Coleman Shelton, Caleb Williams, the two guys who have to organize everything. Their organization skills are going to have to be top-notch, guys. Telling everybody who to block, who to go to. Harrison Smith drops down. Is he playing linebacker? Is he playing safety? Who do we have here when they're all standing up in A and B gaps? Who we slide into? Who we're blocking? And then, guys, we keep talking about the offensive line, the quarterback. What this team does, the Vikings, what they do really, really well is they put your guys, like the running backs and the tight ends, under a lot of stress, and they're trying to guess who the line is blocking, and they're trying to blitz the other guys and make the running back and the tight ends, the guys you don't want to block, they're trying to make them block people.
Boy, that's good. I was going to ask, because we've heard that Brian Flores gives his players a lot of freedom in terms of who's going to be blitzing. So is that what they're looking for, Olin? Like, what kind of keys, to your knowledge, are the defenders looking for as they themselves are deciding who's going to blitz?
Yeah, guys like Harrison Smith, right? Real smart football player. Blake Cashman, Ivan Pace Jr. They do a nice job. Even Joshua McTellus. You're trying to figure out who's coming and who's not. And I remember there were certain teams we played. Rob Marinelli used to do a little bit of this. They'd wait for you to point, guys. When you pointed as a center, if I pointed to say, okay, number 44 is the mic, right? He is the guy we're working to. They immediately said the other guy was coming, right? They immediately, they got a feel for where you're going, who you're blocking, and then they bring somebody else from the other side. So there's going to be times on that football field at Soldier Field coming this Sunday where you'll say, man, the Lions got to block somebody. And really what will happen is that's a quarterback's guy. That's a running back's guy. That's a tight end guy. They put your whole protection unit under a lot of pressure, and they're coming after you, and then they really don't play a typical cover zero. It's almost like a zone on the back end. Flores does a really nice job. This defense does a really nice job. There's plays there to be made. The Bears have to organize up front. They got to try to stay ahead of the sticks and then make big plays.
Did you ever try to bait them? If you knew that they were going to send people based on who you pointed at, did you point to the wrong guy? Did it ever get to that kind of level?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Speaks, I played a lot of football, you know, how many years. So both things have happened to me, right, where I fooled them under when I played with Mike Tice. Like, say in that Green Bay Packers game, NFC Championship, I had full reign to slide the line any way I wanted to slide it, right, and pick up full blitzes and change the protection. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. A team like this, man, it's almost like you got to stick to as simple as possible. You got to do your fundamentals, and everybody just has to do their job. There are some keys. I'd always go into game and say, okay, if I can get three things, right? If I get three things, that's 100%er. If I get two out of three, maybe about 50 to 70%, and then one's not good enough to change the protection, right? So a lot of times these guys, you don't know what they're bringing. They got 8 to 7 guys standing up there. You got to make your call, and you got to trust the fact that the quarterback will either get the ball out or the running back and tight end will make their block. And the offensive line, you'll get caught trying to do too much. Don't try to do too much. Just block your guy, and you got to trust the other guys to make plays on the offense, or you get caught up.
A lot of trust.
You try to go too many different directions, and you get beat.
That's a lot of trust right there, Olin. Yes. I mean, for sure. You mentioned earlier too that there will be opportunities for Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. How realistic is it, do you think, having seen Caleb Williams play, knowing that he's a rookie, knowing that he's not seen a defense like this, is it realistic to think that he will figure it out as the game goes on against Minnesota?
I think he's shown that, right? I think all the way back to the Indianapolis game down there in Indianapolis, he shows late in games, mm-hmm. right? Indianapolis, Washington, last week against Green Bay.
Yep.
The game slows down for him as he keeps playing, right? And we're all hoping that it happens a little earlier eventually this year, right? But we notice that Caleb does play better later, and it does slow down. He starts to notice what everybody's doing. He gets a little more comfortable in the pocket, gets the ball out, starts getting the ball downfield to score touchdowns. Now, listen. The Minnesota Vikings are tough. Flores is tough. Putting the ball in the end zone against them is tough. There's a reason they're 8-2. But, yes, I think especially, guys, at Soldier Field where communication shouldn't be a problem, I think Caleb will start to realize with the pads on the sideline, right, as you guys know, they look at those tablets. It shows them exactly what they're doing out there. They'll go over on the sideline with them. Coach Kerry Joseph, his quarterback coach, he'll go over with him. And I think, guys, that he'll get a little more comfortable as this game goes on, hopefully, and start to adapt to what the Vikings are doing.
Mark Grody, you know about my vaunted career as the center and play caller for the Mighty Sequoias.
We have no choice but to know about it because we talk about it all the time.
Well, yeah. Anyway, but I'm not the best reigning center on the Score Air staff.
What?
I begrudgingly have ceded that to Olin Kreutz, the NFL, the NFL Hall of Fame finalist or semifinalist for whatever.
Didn't make the 25. Made the 50. Didn't make the 25.
Ridiculous,
Olin. But you're in the conversation. That's all you needed is get into the conversation. You're there.
That's ridiculous.
That is awesome.
It's just freaking wrong, man. You'll get there. I predict it. You're getting in our
lifetime.
Hopefully
I can still walk up the stairs when I do.
Who would you like to thank, just preemptively? Would you like to start going through some people that you'd like to thank, Olin? Would I make the list, possibly?
That is a good point, Grody, because those are the reasons why you want to get in there, right? Like, not a lot of people get to thank the people who help them on their journey. As I'm sure you guys would like to thank a bunch of people who helped you get to sit in those chairs that you guys are in today. So that's the biggest reason to get there. And it's a long list to thank people who helped you get to that point where you can be mentioned in those kind of conversations.
You're ignoring the question. Would you thank me? Would I make the list? Would I be thanked by Olin Kreutz?
If you get those cleats on and make some moves on that grass, you never know. You may earn the right.
Hey, how about this, by the way? Keenan Allen got a little ankle injury. I was looking at the available receivers. Damir Bird is a free agent at the moment. So I'm just circling his name.
I saw some talk about what's going on with Tyler Scott. You know, maybe he'll be up, but
yeah.
They'll miss Keenan Allen for sure against a team like the Minnesota Vikings, a big target. Hopefully he's okay. Hopefully he can play come Sunday morning.
Damir Bird was the star of the last road win on a Sunday, right? Remember that stat weeks ago?
Yeah, we could probably Olin and I could probably find on Twitter where we're tweeting each other back and forth the bird symbol.
whatever it takes. Olin, Coleman Shelton gets a lot of respect as the information getter in terms of being a center, like you've talked about, the information position. But I saw this since week 5. Here are his grades according to Pro Football Focus among centers. Pass block grade, second among centers since week 5. True pass set grade, second. 3 pressures allowed, which is second. His run block grade is 11th. Those are really good. Has he been playing to your eyes at a level that befits those kind of grades from Pro Football Focus?
Definitely been playing a lot better lately than the year started. And credit him for getting comfortable around all the moving parts that have been in and out there next to him on the Bears offensive line. And yes, one thing you can say is you haven't noticed him on film. He is playing a lot better. He's playing good football. He has a big job, right, with a rookie quarterback. He does a lot of communicating up there at the line of scrimmage. You can hear him and Caleb a lot of times on the TV copy having conversations of who you got, who you don't got. He does a nice job again off the ball, getting his head across nose guards, especially on outside zone. He's been way more stout there in the beginning of the year. Thought he struggled a little bit with power rushers and getting overpowered at the point of attack, especially guys. Brad Biggs, he pointed out to me, he said, usually when the Bears play Kenny Clark, he has big numbers against the Bears. He didn't make the stat sheet this time. So credit to Coleman Shelton there but playing really good football lately, especially with all the moving parts around him. You know, Tevin Jenkins in and out. Bates comes back. He goes right guard. He goes left guard. Curran goes in at left guard, who played not bad there at left guard. So Pryor there at right guard. Pryor going out to right tackle. One consistency has been Coleman Shelton. A credit to him.
Real serious question here about the game, Olin. Why are opposing offensive lines having such an easy time stopping the Bears that are trying to get to the quarterback? Where's Montez Sweat? Where's DeMarcus Walker? Where's all these guys?
Good question.
Yeah, I don't think Montez Sweat wants to admit that shin is probably bugging him a little bit more than it was before. And obviously, he gets a ton of attention out there, right? He always is getting chipped. All the help is going to Montez Sweat. The rest of those guys, Javon Dexter, Taylor, Walker, all these guys got to pick it up a little bit, win their one-on-one matchups. But Montez is getting a lot of attention. They miss Andrew Billings, guys. They miss him in the middle. He was a handful. He collapsed the pocket. His pass rush is pretty good. They really, really miss having him out there on the football field, the run or the pass. I know Dexter was having some good pass rushes early. He gets about one of good pass rushes a game. Just needed a little more consistency out of him. Big, big problem right now, guys, for Chicago Bears, especially when the starters go out for a rest. When that second-team D-line comes in, really looks like offenses notice that. They call their big plays. They call their run plays. They go after them. So, yeah, Montez Sweat, I'm hoping – I don't know, Grody, you would know better than me what he's saying in the locker room. I'm hoping he's saying that he's getting a little closer to 100%. He feels good. So, again, after that quarterback again, and hopefully we see them get a little more pressure, because we haven't seen, like you're saying, these quarterbacks have been having a little too much time in the pocket to attack our secondary, and then we got to go to man coverage and blitzes, and we see what happens a lot of times when that happens.
Yeah, and he's had four different injuries this year, so not beyond the shin, and he is, Olin, you're right, I've been around him, and he's saying exactly what you would think he's saying. He's not using the injuries as an excuse.
And he's effing frustrated.
And you don't blame him for saying that, right? It is a frustrating time there, and I've gone through seasons where people are saying, well, what's wrong with your play? And you don't want to say anything, but you have, like you're saying, Grody, you have like three or four injuries that you're playing about 75-80%, and he's out there on the football field and giving it to, and like we're saying, that's never an excuse in the NFL. Still got to do your job. Nobody cares. Trust me, nobody cares anywhere. When you're injured, you got, and you know, you're one of the higher paid guys at a position, and you're just trying to get out there and you're trying to play football. And like you're saying, man, once you get three or four or five injuries, that's just hard to produce the way you want to.
Olin, are we too easily impressed with Thomas Brown? I know that I've been.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, everybody is.
Tell me.
Slow us down, Olin.
Because I know. I mean,
I like Thomas Brown. I like the things he's saying, right? You like the way the offense looked last week. They only scored 19 points. I've heard people that got him at head coach, general manager,
Shane,
taking Kevin Warren's job as president. You never know what could happen in Chicago. We're dying for a play caller. We're dying for this to work. But, yes, we're a little out over our skis right now on Thomas Brown. And obviously, he's going to start putting on film, guys. I don't got to tell you guys this. Start putting on film what you like, your tendencies, what you like to do. And as we go down here, we've seen, everybody's looked at this schedule that the Chicago Bears got, guys. This is a tough stretch against good football teams.
So, Olin, you're saying that my read is off, that after about 9 minutes total of press conferences and one 19-point game, that Thomas Brown might not be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears?
No, he's president. He'll take Kevin Warren's job. He'll get that stadium built.
The overpromotion continues.
On the lakefront.
Hey, Olin, how about this?
But we're starved for straight talk, man. And he's given us straight talk, and the play is getting in fast.
Give an example of straight talk.
Doesn't matter about me.
He says it.
That's not straight talk. Anybody should say that, right? It's not about me.
No, you're
it's
right.
About the players.
You're 100% right.
Him in good position.
He got way too many gold medals for that. You are right.
We've seen people say that for years and not really mean it.
Well, and Thomas Brown might not mean it. Yeah, we still don't know.
That's true. That's true. Well, how about this? No attaboys. No attaboys. It's not like we had a great game and anything. We came close. No, we failed. We didn't put enough points. I like that. Talking about it as a violent game and it rewards people who play it violent. I liked that. And then really getting the plays in fast and letting the players do their thing. Like, it seems to go hand in hand with that kind of talk. But then again, I'm easily impressed. You know?
No, you're right. I mean, he does – He does say the right things at the podium. The game was better. It was more fluid. The plays were coming in. The offense did look better. They didn't find the points they needed, but they did look better moving the ball in that huddle. Still a lot more penalties, I thought, than they should have this late in the season, but it is a new offensive coordinator. Just looking for them to find points, show some consistency, get that offense moving, get it in the end zone. Like you guys know, I am not big on what's coming out of Halasol, what people are saying. I am big on when I turn the film on, right? And I turn the film on, and I don't see a lot of touchdowns.
I mean, you're right. You're right. For sure. I mean, he's barely been here. How about this, though, Olin? If the Bears' offense, if Caleb Williams has three touchdowns, throws for over 300 yards, and the Bears win the game 27-10, will you then jump on the Thomas Brown bandwagon? Yes?
No. No, I got to get at least five. You know, when you say in the NFL, when I study guys, I got three games I study, right? Three games. I can get everything I need out of three games. So get me past three games, week four, five, six, still doing the same things, get this young quarterback improving, keep everybody moving in the right direction. And then after we look at it, the end of the season, if the offense is moving in the right direction, then yes. But I'm not going to hire anybody off of press conferences.
That's fair.
Pretty damn smart, yeah, actually. Because we fall for a lot of stuff, don't we, Olin?
You know what it was, dude? I remember when John Fox impressed me after Mark Trestman.
Well, yeah, it's all relative.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And then Matt Nagy impressed me after John Fox.
And that's a great point about Thomas
Brown.
But
let's be honest, though. We are cheering for Thomas Brown, man. We do hope he's the guy.
Yeah, we do. Right?
We need it around here. In Chicago, we need a play caller, and I've said many times on these airwaves, it's harder to find an elite play caller than it is to find an elite quarterback. There's not a lot of them in the NFL, so to find that guy who's an elite play caller, man, if we can find him here, and we have this young quarterback who I think, as we're watching him, we're also going to agree, man, there's a little something to this guy running around. He can make plays and extend plays. He can throw balls. He can throw routes that not a lot of guys throw.
Last thing, Olin. Watching the football in the snow last night was glorious, and we wanted to ask you, a man from Hawaii, how much fun did you have? Did you like playing in the snow? We were thinking about the NFC Championship game against the Saints, among others.
Yeah, of course. Always like playing in the snow. I knew we were going to run the ball right against the Saints. I kind of heard you guys talking about it a little bit earlier when the snowfall started falling down. I think it was 39 to whatever it was. We had about 200 yards rushing. NFC Championship game, Mrs. McCassey holding her dad's trophy up. Not a better moment in my career, guys, especially when the snow started coming down. But, yes, playing the snow is always fun. Playing the rain is fun for an offensive lineman. We played the Green Bay Packers there. I think it was like minus 17 at one point during the game in overtime. A little snow coming down then. So, had a lot of games, you know, like I am from Hawaii, but I've been here since 1998, probably been here longer, dealt with a lot of snow, a lot of cold games. So really, really enjoyed that. I heard you guys talking earlier about how fun that game was to watch that. Of course it was. If you're a football guy, you love that kind of game. Jameis Winston just might be the most entertaining guy in the whole NFL.
Thank you, Olin Kreutz. Appreciate you, man. And congrats to your daughter. All America for volleyball,
really, really
right?
Proud of her. Really? Obviously, 121 people on that team. She came back from just 18 and 19 months out of tearing her ACL. So she worked real hard to get back. Obviously, as you guys know, that is a team award. She played on a great team there at the Loyola Ramblers. She had amazing teammates who really helped her lift her game.
That's tremendous.
Congrats
to you, man.
Yep.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, brother. We'll see you. That's Olin Kreutz. He's great at what he does, and we appreciate it right here on The Score. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Chris Emma. He's good when he's filling in for Mark Grody. He's important.
Wait, he's filling in for me?
Yeah.
I have to leave during the Emma segment? I could stay?
No, I'm going to leave.
Oh, you're going to leave.
Yeah, you guys get to do it together.
We need time.
The opposing coach is really damn good. And when he says stuff about the Bears offense, know that he's a guy who knows offense. So let's listen to him next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.